This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Britain's digital railway.
Digger, wires, pylons, cranes, what becks? There's loads of machinery and equipment over there.
Yeah, it's all needed to electrify this part of the railway. You see that? It's one of the new electrification factory trains.
Isn't electrifying a bad thing? My mum tells me I'll electrify myself if I stick a fork in the toaster.
Okay, yeah, being electrified is definitely a bad thing. But here we're just talking about converting the power source that trains can use to electricity. And that's a great thing.
Bex is right. Railway electrification is a great thing. It enables faster, greener and more reliable trains. And as well as being better for passengers, electric trains are lighter and cause less wear and tear to the track.
Still seems like a lot of disruption. Just to change the power source.
Well, they can't just plug them in. All sorts of things have to change.
When the Victorians built the railways, they built them for steam trains, and many things they built weren't designed with electric trains using overhead lines in mind. Things like tunnels and bridges might not have enough room to fit both the trains and the new overhead wires that need to be installed. To create room, engineers might need to excavate and lower the track bed. Bridges might need to be jacked up or even rebuilt if they're too low. Changes might also need to be made around stations to make sure there's enough of a gap between buildings and the overhead wires to keep everyone at a safe distance and prevent people accidentally electrocuting themselves. It can cost a lot of money to make these changes, but safety is the top priority. Platforms themselves might need to be lengthened to accommodate the longer, high-capacity electric trains. Once engineers have created enough space to accommodate the overhead wires, they then can start to build the infrastructure that will supply the trains with the electricity. This includes electricity substations that provide the 25,000 volts of power to the wires, and masts and pylons that hold the wires high above the trains. Overhead line masts need strong foundations to ensure they don't sway when trains pass. These foundations are created by either piling, that's when hollow steel tubes are first vibrated into the ground and then struck repeatedly with a large hydraulic hammer until they're deep enough, or by pouring concrete into excavated holes to create a solid base onto which the masts are attached. Masts are placed approximately every 50 metres to keep the electrified wires running between them under the correct tension for trains to pass safely. Attached to the masts are cantilevers, structures that hold the electrified wires above the tracks. These may reach across one, two or more lines. To help electrify new lines, Network Rail has a state-of-the-art high-output factory train that helps engineers electrify more tracks more quickly. This train has 23 vehicles. 5 dig the foundations and fill them with concrete, while another 5 drive the steel tube piles into the ground. 3 vehicles install the main steelwork for the OLE structures, whilst a further 5 install small part steelwork to the masts, and 3 hang up the wires. The train carries everything it needs to install the overhead wiring and the structures that hold the electrical equipment. So as well as piling tubes and steel gantry sections, it carries drums of electrical wire.
Well, if it makes the journey go more quickly, I'm all for it.
I agree. It's electrifying. See what I did there?
Way too obvious, mate.
Britain's Digital Railway, with support from the Royal Academy of Engineering. Find out more at funkidslive.com/railway.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.